This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by St. John's Prep baseball coach Dan Letarte. Dan, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Dan, we're headed into the weekend here, and your season does not start until Monday. I think you were wise to do this, so you looks like a great day on Monday, believe it or not, and you're starting up with St. John's. I'll get to that in just a moment, but first up, Dan, what is the brief overview on prep baseball here for 2024?
I think we're really looking forward to this year. We have a lot of returnees coming back, which is great. There are pretty much every single position has the positionals coming back, including a pitching staff. So the experience for us, I'm hoping that we can have a strong year, especially defensively. But, you know, guys with a lot of experience, I think that's going to help us this season.
Well, you guys play a very tough schedule. You're opening up Monday. We'll be a home game now against St. John's of Shrewsbury. 13 wins last year. That's not too shabby. And again, as I mentioned, a very tough schedule. So what can you tell me about your opening opponent? Let's just go there just for a brief moment. Obviously, they're a tough team.
Yes, they're always a great team. They have a new coach this year. Charlie Edinger, who's retiring, did a great job with them. And they have a new coach who's a grad, played for them. And very strong pitching staff. They are returning. Very strong team. We've had incredibly competitive games with them, all within 1 to 2 runs over the last 4 or 5 years. So we're expecting a really good one, and 59 degrees on Monday here on the turf, which would be great.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned pitching, and, you know, I love to, you know, get this question to you. But if you look at the Catholic Conference this year, I mean, who are the – are there a couple of lights-out kind of pitchers in the league, and who might they be?
Yeah, BC High has a few. I mean, Kearney and Kinney. BC High has two returners that actually beat us in the state tournament over there to end our season after a first-round tournament win. So that's going to be great. And Shea coming back from St. John Shrewsbury, left-hander, we're going to be facing him, no doubt, on Monday. So it's just to see everybody's best coming at us, I think that's going to make us stronger and get us hopefully 1% better every day.
All right, let's zero in on the prep players here, your captains. Who are your captains this year?
Our captains are catcher Aiden Driscoll. Aiden's a catcher going to Maryland, 3-year guy for me. Shortstop second baseman William Shaheen. William's a junior. Will's also in his 3rd year going with me from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Has quite a commute. Coming down also Cam LaGrassa. Cam LaGrassa is a senior shortstop in Milton, also plays some third base. And also coming on top of that is Joe Williams. Joe Williams from Georgetown. Joe Williams is a 3-year pitcher for us as well. So a lot of experience from the captain level. All a second-year captains, except for Shaheen.
Gotcha. All right. Now, you mentioned position players. So why don't you run through some of those position players? And I understand you may have a little bit of, they'll be subbing here and there for sure. But what can you share with us about position players other than the captains you just mentioned?
Sure. So going third base, James Ouellette. James is a junior, a big, strong, great hitter, great defensive player. Throws about 89, 90 across the diamond. Very good arm. He's, as I said, he was a junior. And then going into second base, Will Shaheen, one of our captains, that played short last year. He's going to play a little more second this year. He's going to be more of a factor in pitching. First baseman, Jack DeFilippo. Jack is up in the West Newbury area. Jack is a returning first baseman. And then we go to center field, Nick Lembo. Nick Lembo is a returning Catholic Conference All-Star. Nick hit 391st last year. He's coming back and left. And then, in center field. And then Gavin Gold, left fielder. Gavin's going on to play at Endicott College next year. And in right field, Johnny Tye, who returns as our right fielder. Johnny scored the game-winning goal in the hockey championship. So that brings some experience on the field from us pretty much all over.
Yeah, he's in the outfield, is he? Well, you have that netting out in the outfield. He might be familiar with trying to snap that netting a few times, maybe from home plate. How about that?
Yeah, we have some hockey guys and some guys that have won some rings. So that always helps bringing it to our team.
No, absolutely. What about your pitching staff? If you were to, you have a list of starters, you have a list of, relievers that will get first call and so on. Tell us more about your pitching staff.
Yeah, going down the pitches, we have a good depth of pitching staff. So returning is Joe Williams. Joe is, as I said, one of our captains. Will Shaheen's going to get some time on the mound. He's been an increase of mound presence for us over the years. Jack Sarno. Jack's a big right-hander, power right-hander. Jack's been with us for three seasons as well. And then we have Braden Hurley. Braden Hurley is with us last year. He's a left-hander. Alex Cianciarusso, another left-hander, was with us last year as a senior. And then we have Anthony Romano, throws excellent off-speed from our bullpen. He's a senior righty, gave us some great innings last year. And then we have some newcomers, Nathan Hall, another lefty, throwing strikes in the preseason, doing really well. And, you know, we have a few other guys that will mix it up in there as well. Well, we'll definitely utilize our pitching staff.
Well, tell me about your preseason. I don't know what you've been able to accomplish. I'm sure some, but what is a note or a highlight or a revelation, if you will, from what's happened in preseason for you?
Great. So it seemed like we started out really slow, pace of play, things like that. So coming into from the first to last scrimmage, I think we're just getting off the field faster. Our pitchers throwing strikes, we're working fast, playing good defense. So I think we progressed pretty well going on from the scrimmages from the beginning to the end. And, you know, I fully think we're ready. I think we're ready and we're where we need to be now. Everybody's healthy. Gilbert came a little sickness on the team, and we're trying to just get everybody healthy and going forward.
Would the league preseason favorite be BC High? Is that what you're saying before or not? Would you clump together several teams in there?
I honestly think that BC High is the team to beat in the league. They have the returning pitchers coming back, and they seem to have the best record last year. So, you know, I think them, and then you have St. John Shrewsbury, but there's always battles all the time with Zatharian. And Catholic Memorial was young last year, as was Malden Catholic. So it seems like every time we play a conference game, you know, it's just close games, you know, the whole league.
No, that's what I'm, you know, noted earlier. Very tough schedule, day to day for sure. Well, Dan, tell me about some of your former players that are now playing at the college level. I think you have a bunch, but can you share a note or two for our listeners on some of the past prep players that are now at the college level?
Sure, I can share about four or five recent guys. Northeastern's number 2 and 3 batter are our guys. Two batters, Tyler McGregor, plays first base. Alex Lane at Northeastern, their three batter, plays left field. They're both having monster seasons. Alex, I believe, is second in the nation in Division I in RBIs. But Tyler and him are having great years. Peyton Palladino, freshman down at Flagler. He was redshirted last year. He was his league's player of the week, tough league down there in Florida. And also DJ Pacheco, really having another great year at he's down at University of Richmond, plays short third anywhere, and Patrick D'Amico, Seton Hall, going back and forth, having a great year. So, I mean, there's many more, but those are the guys just come off the top of the head, the guys that are really just performing really well right off the get-go.
No, and of course, those guys have been playing for a while, and if you're down in Flagler, I guess you've been playing for quite a while, for sure,
oh,
right?
Yeah, good weather down there. I mean, we're not getting Flagler weather here.
No, we are not, no. But maybe on Monday. Maybe on Monday we'll get close to that, right. And you have to dance around that eclipse too, Dan, on Monday, but I think you'll be able to do that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be able to balance it, I believe. And then we're also looking down the line. We're playing Malden Catholic at home May 15th. That'll be Peter Frady's Day in honor of ALS and ALS awareness. So we're looking forward to that as well. We'll play as annually don their new uniforms, and kids just really look forward to that as well. So, I mean, just getting this weather change next week, I think we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the Friday's game are big, and maybe we can talk again before all that happens. But Dan, anything else to share with us about St. John's Prep Baseball, again, as you gear up for the Monday opener against St. John's of Shrewsbury, of course, over in Danvers?
No, just great getting back out there, and I always think of the 2020 team that was never able to take the field due to COVID, and, you know, we're beyond that, and I always think of those guys when you get out there that never had their senior season, and just to be out there and play again, you know, looking forward to competition, seeing some friendships, and having the kids make friendships, and just getting out there in fresh air would be great.
Absolutely. I should ask you this, since it's our first talk of the season, would be your coaching staff. So who's on the coaching staff this year?
So coaching staff, we have Eric Shepson. Eric played here in 99 and 2000, was a catcher down at Ecke College. It's great having Eric. He won back-to-back state titles here with us as a player. We have Russell Steves. Russell Steves is my associate head coach. Russ coached about 25 years, head coach at Bishop Fenwick. Does a fantastic job. And our pitching coach, Mike Driscoll. Mike coached 13. He's in his 13th season. He's coached at Marlin Catholic, different levels, teaches here in the school. And then my son, oldest son, Ryan Letard. Ryan is our outfields coach. Ryan is in charge daily with the outfields. Does a great job. So I have a great staff. I'm really, really lucky.
Perfect. Well, Dan, again, thank you for your time, and best of luck on Monday and the rest of the way as well. But thanks for joining us and for all of these insights.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it. And good luck to you this weekend. Have a great weekend.
You too. Dan Letarte with us, baseball coach at St. John's Prep here on MSONewsSports.com.